Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the NBA Prodigy podcast, where I analyze, predict, and just straight up talk about the NBA and anything basketball in a nutshell. So for today, let's just get this out of the way because I know people are just going to expect me to talk about this. I'm just going to glance over it lightly because there's a lot more people talking about it than me. Which was Gordon Hayward's injury last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was definitely the most devastating injury I've seen. Definitely the most heartbreaking injury I've seen. I mean, I had such high hopes for the Celtics, but once he's down, not as high as I once was. He was a great player, phenomenal. In my opinion, one of the most underrated players in the NBA. And definitely was going to help the Celtics to the playoffs to a second, third, fourth seed. But since he's out and injured, Celtics are going to be worried. I mean, they're still a good team and all, but not as good without Hayward and just Kyrie, like, handling the load now. I mean, he's not handling the load. He has help from Al Horford, but, man, I really, really don't like Al Horford. He's just a decent player, not worth the money. I mean, in the summer, I was just thinking of trades for him. Maybe, like, him and, like, a first-round pick in, like, 2020 for Hassan Whiteside would have worked. But they, I mean, I could see why they kept him, but I really, really just don't want to talk about Al Horford, but they got Marcus Smart. They got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Definitely great pickups. But I really wanted to see Marcus Smart go to another team, perhaps, just to see how he did on another team. I don't know. I think without the Celtics, he wouldn't be as good. I know that's a very, very bold saying, but no, now that I think about it, I think he'd be even better. Since he doesn't have to play under a point guard shadow, he could go to a more point guard hungry team, such as maybe the Utah Jazz. Like, I'm thinking of teams that don't have a really good point guard right now. I think the only one that pops in mind is Jazz. Like, they could have done a sign and trade for Marcus Smart or something. I don't even think he was extended. But, I mean, he could have went to the Lakers, but he would have had to play under Lonzo Ball's shadow, and no one else be under his shadow. Lonzo Ball is definitely really overhyped. Definitely not playing up to his MVP Rookie of the Year standards. As I believe Rookie of the Year is definitely going to be Dennis Smith Jr. of the Dallas Mavericks. Definitely, I would say still. I mean, definitely, I would have liked to see him in the Lakers uniform, but Dennis Smith Jr. just, he's amazing right now. I don't know if it'll change, but I really love seeing him playing. He brings a new entertainment value. I mean, I only watch Maverick games just for Dirk. No one else is exciting or as nostalgic as Dirk Nowitzki, like that fadeaway. But now they have Dennis Smith Jr. with his alley-oops and his dunks. He's going to bring Mark Cuban a lot of money. I mean, I'm definitely going to buy, even though I'm not a Mavericks fan, I'm getting a Dennis Smith Jr. jersey. He's really entertaining, definitely bringing a new like entertainment factor to Mavs games. Definitely a Rookie of the Year candidate, in my opinion. Now, on back to the Cavs and Celtics. Well, more the Celtics. They traded Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, a 2018 Nets first-round pick, and Ante Zizic for Kyrie. Just Kyrie, plain old Kyrie. I don't like this deal on the Celtics end. Just for Kyrie. I mean, can they, like, put in, like, a pick or something, a second rounder? I mean, definitely looking at it on paper, it's a Cavaliers one. Definitely looking at it, just, I don't know, man, but I think Ante Zizic isn't going to be as good. Jay Crowder, he's going to be a pretty good role player. Not star type, but he's definitely going to be at the level of J.J. Redick, where he's not a star, but he's definitely someone you want on your squad just to help you. And of course, Isaiah Thomas, he might be a little underhyped for any point guard. He's easily blocked. I mean, imagine him and Manute Bol. Just, oh boy, that's disgusting, man. But, I mean, looking at the 2018 draft, we got Michael Porter, Marvin Bagley, all of them. I believe Grayson Allen. I don't even know. Grayson Allen, he was like a one. I don't know. But they're saying Michael Porter Jr. might stay at Missouri for more than 1 year. So that definitely just makes the Cavaliers just less, like, excited. Marvin Bagley still a... Or maybe Muhammad Bamba. Muhammad Bamba on the Cavs definitely would be dead. He's going to bring that defense that they never had. Sorry to say it, Cavs, but your defense is definitely not the greatest. I mean, I really can't think of any lockdown defenders off of my head on the Cavaliers. Muhammad Bamba on the Cavs definitely going to bring a new style of defense to the team and definitely going to be scared to see him on the Cavs. I mean, that defense value. But if I had to choose between Michael Porter Jr. and Muhammad Bamba, I'm definitely taking Michael Porter Jr. with his potential level, his talent level. Definitely, he's going to be a great, great player in the NBA. Just watch. Another team I like to see Muhammad Bamba go to is definitely, probably, very strange, but the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think they don't have their first rounder this year. But just to see him on the team, I know what he's never going to happen, trust me. But, I mean, D'Angelo definitely needs as much help as he could get on that squad. He's definitely, like, carrying it. Jeremy Lin just went out with a very severe knee injury just recently. Just, like, a good 30 minutes ago. So, I mean, the only guys he could pass to is, like, Rondae Hollis. I mean, he's more of a defense player. They don't have Brook Lopez anymore, but still, he doesn't have much to pass to. I mean, I guess he could make an argument for Isaiah Whitehead, but I really don't look in depth on the Nets roster. These are teams I didn't look in depth for, was the Sixers, Nets, Wizards, Raptors, and Warriors. But I did know the Warriors got Omer Caspi and Nick Young, definitely two stunning sharpshooters. And I don't know how, but the Golden State Warriors front office is definitely a supreme office, because it's just, they re-signed every player, and they just signed two better players to help on the offensive end. They got Jordan Bell, definitely a great defensive presence in the paint. I think the main point they need to build at is the center, as Draymond just did go out with a knee injury too, I believe. He's going through MRI scans. He went through MIR scans earlier today. I don't think there's no reports of what he had, or I don't know. But they're definitely going, like, imagine Muhammad Bamba on the Warriors, then that's just GG for the rest of the league. No one's going to defeat the Warriors at all if they get Muhammad Bamba. But still, I mean, if they chase after DeMarcus Cousins, and DeMarcus Cousins wants to take a very, very, like, cheap salary cut, which is probably not going to happen, I could picture DeMarcus Cousins going to either Cavaliers or Celtics, just because Cavaliers, if LeBron stays, then just, there's going to be still a lot of players wanting to go to the Cavs since LeBron's there, and they know LeBron's definitely going to lead him to the finals, or as best as he can. As the team definitely did got better with Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose, Jay Crowder. Definitely just a huge improvement from last year. I mean, the finals last year weren't exciting. I only watched one game of the finals last year, and that was like the third game. I definitely didn't have any fun watching it. Because just the Warriors are too dominant in the league. With Kevin Durant, they have four, like, legitimate superstars on that squad. That one squad has four superstars, and then they have just tons of great role players. Andre Iguodala, I could say he's a star at this point. Of course, they lost Harrison Barnes to the Mavs. I mean, that didn't hurt them. I mean, in the finals, he was throwing up bricks. But Klay did that too, but they have Kevin Durant now to help them. I think they should search and see what they could get for Klay Thompson, man. Let's be honest. If I was Klay right now, I wouldn't want to be on that team. He's pretty much overshadowed by KD and Curry and Draymond. He's definitely underrated. I definitely want to see what he could do leading a squad, because all I could picture him now is just a backup to a great player. He's kind of like the... He's like the Kyrie to LeBron. Soon, next season, he might want to be traded. I mean, he's a very... The only emotion he shows is, like, smiling or basic face. That's all I see from him. I don't know if he wants to be traded. If I was him, I wouldn't want to be traded either. Like, I mean, it's an easy opportunity for multiple championships for multiple years. I mean, what's not good about that? I mean, they definitely need to improve the big man situation. I mean, not as much, but still, if they could keep this team the same for a couple of years, I mean, might as well not even watch it anymore. It's not entertaining as it once was. But seeing the Rockets pull off a win against them, making them 0-1, definitely brings a warmness to my heart, because when Kevin Durant didn't make the shot in time, I mean, he made it, but shot clock, it was pretty like, yeah, they ain't going to dominate as they once did. Like, since the Rockets got Chris Paul and James Harden on the same squad, definitely just, ooh, that's a deadly-ass front court, if you ask me, man. All I can picture is just picks and rolls with Clint Capella, and just... I mean, speaking of the Rockets, who do they have at the four spot? I don't know who they have at the power forward position at the moment. And it's too late at night to think about it. It's currently 8:45 p.m. in Mountain Time. I have school to deal with, and I just went to my high school orientation to see if I want to join it. And I think... I really don't know what I'm going to do for a job career. I think my main job career, of course, is going to be NBA analysis. I think I'm kind of good at it to make it a passion. I mean, I'm starting this podcast for a reason. But anyway, off topic, if you guys want me to talk about, like, life, my life about it, and about my perspective, just let me know, alright? So, I mean, we're going out 12 minutes. I'm probably going to end this at 20 minutes since I have homework to do, sadly, but still. So, thinking about more off-season moves, Thunder better just whoop the Warriors' asses. I mean, they have the most best chance, not the most best things, the best chance of being the Warriors, just with Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony. I think they deserve the Executive of the Year award for getting two stars for Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, and Enes Kanter in a second round pick, just for those two superstars, where they have proven they are stars and could do anything. Just amazing, man. I mean, Pacers got robbed. They couldn't push for a first rounder. They legit got Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis. I don't know. Either or. I mean, I don't know what they see. Victor Oladipo is just, he's just a role player, all around player. Definitely not worth the contract. Definitely not worth the contract, let's be honest. I mean, they got rid of cap of a bad player and got in more cap, but with a amazing, stunning just player. And they also traded away Domantas Sabonis. I keep saying his fucking name wrong, I swear. But still, I think they're trying to see the potential in him. But I kind of just see him as a Zach Randolph type. Like, he's more of the role player, the star level, where he's not a superstar, but he's definitely going to be known around the league, and definitely teams are going to want him. But I think I like Victor Oladipo when he's most on the Magic. I don't know, but all I can picture Oladipo is in a Magic uniform. I never notice him in Thunder games, because I don't even remember he's on the Thunder. I know that's sad to say, but I watched, like, 5 Thunder games last season. Definitely didn't, like, focus on them. I'm more focused on Russell Westbrook with that MVP performance. I think we all did. Let's all agree on that point. But this year is definitely going to be either Kawhi or Giannis. I think I want Giannis to win, but Kawhi definitely deserves it with his type of performance he's been doing. But it's definitely just an even toss-up between, like, LeBron, Curry, Kawhi, Giannis, Russ could make another run for it, and Kevin Durant, sadly, but Kevin Durant's still phenomenal, but leaving for a ring, from his perspective, that's that was an automatic deal. And he got the ring, he got the finals MVP that he wanted. I mean, he could have did that with the Thunder, if you would think about it. I mean, if they could have traded that still. I mean, Serge Ibaka on that squad definitely was dominant. I think he's a Raptor now. He went to the Magic for Oladipo. Then the Magic traded him for Terrence Ross. But anyway, I mean, imagine if they never traded James Harden for, like, Jeremy Lamb and all that. But, oh, and just breaking report, Jeremy Lin was saying he's done, I'm done, and breaks down in tears after the knee injury. So it must have been really bad for Jeremy if it was where he was just screaming, I'm done. I'm definitely going to re-up on this after this podcast. I mean, I feel really bad for Jeremy Lin. He was amazing. Phenomenal. Lin sanity, New York Knicks ages. I mean, maybe for the Rockets if you think about it. But still, I mean, it's really sad. Everyone's getting injured and I just don't like it. I mean, Draymond Green, Gordon Hayward, now Jeremy Lin. Just, why? I think the resting players definitely going after. I mean, it's unexpected with the injuries, let's be honest. But if you have a major injury like how Gordon Hayward did, definitely going to just miss the season, man. It's not even worth it. Just to come back and then you're probably going to end up hurting yourself again. Pull a Derrick Rose. I mean, Derrick Rose isn't the same as MVP form. But it's really sad to see this happen. The out of all guys, Jeremy Lin. Definitely one of my favorite players to watch. He's definitely a very, very good player. But now he's out for who knows how long. Maybe a season-ending knee injury. I'll update you guys on that tomorrow. As these podcasts will be coming at least every day. I'll try every day, but they're definitely going to be coming out twice a week. I can promise you that. If school keeps me busy, I'll do a little update podcast on it, but still, this is going to probably be my main passion besides school, because I have to do school, or like, I'll be retarded and not go to college. But anyway, Jeremy Lin, let's send thoughts and prayers to him too. Him and Hayward, just very, very sad to see them both injured. I mean, maybe soon, maybe not, just... I think Lin's going to be out for like 2 to 4 months. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't know. On Draymond, definitely going to be out like a good month. I don't know. I didn't see the injury. I didn't watch the Warriors game last night. I just watched the highlight where KD just like the shot buzzer beat him. And just it's just sad to see players get injured. I mean. I hope they get better. I hope they come back just as an all-star, just because that's what they really deserve. I mean, playing basketball, it's a, it, when people get injured, it's more than basketball, especially for Hayward's type of situation. Everyone was like, it's more than basketball, and just everyone was just sending out the thoughts and prayers. I think Jeremy Lin deserves the same treatment, even though it wasn't as bad, maybe less, but still, just these injuries just... It's funny how just injuries affect everyone but the Warriors, not hating on them, but the Warriors always find a way to stay healthy, and it's just amazing. And if one of the stars goes down, like Draymond Green, they got 3 other players, and they definitely got a lot of people off the bench, it still helped them. They're still a phenomenal, they're definitely going to remember this Warriors, like, decade. I remember just a couple years ago where the Warriors were just not as good. Where they just had young babyface Steph Curry and Monte Ellis. I mean, speaking of Monte Ellis, he's currently a free agent. I mean, I really want to see him in a Thunder uniform. Definitely is going to bring the Thunder to the next level if he didn't play as bad as he did for Indiana. But I hope I want to see him in a Thunder's uniform. Or a Celtics uniform, for a matter of fact. I know I'm just babying the Celtics a lot. But it's kind of what I do since their second scoring option went down. Or was he his first? I don't know. Gordon Hayward went down. Monte Ellis is definitely going to bring kind of like a Hayward. I don't picture him as a Hayward. But still, I don't know. I don't picture Hayward as a Monte Ellis, to say so. I picture Gordon Hayward more as a, like, a B-Tech Larry Bird, so to say. Not as great. Well, he could be as great. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. But I think I'm definitely going to, after this podcast, go watch the Timberwolves game right now against the Spurs. Then once that's done, I'm going to turn to the Rockets-Kings game. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode of the very first podcast of the NBA Prodigy. Have an amazing night, day, whatever time you're in. And I'll be out with a new episode tomorrow with new news and everything. Enjoy your day. Bye.